This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 29, 2010. Meeting God at Midnight. The passage is from Matthew 25. The others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I don't know you." In just a few more days, the year 2010 will come to an end. The passing of another year is a reminder that all of history will someday come to an end. God himself has set the clock of his history, and at the point called midnight, the present age will end. Passing of another year is also a reminder that God is in control, and when the clock of history strikes 12, the Lord whose birth we just celebrated will come again. And when the final moment comes, the most important point for us will be to be ready to meet our Lord. In the parable of the 10 virgins, the Lord Jesus compares his second coming to a wedding. His coming again calls for a celebration, one that Christians eagerly anticipate. Those who know him as Lord and Savior have every reason to look forward to the day when he will come again. But knowing that he will come again requires preparation. We must be ready to meet him. That's where the foolish virgins missed the point. They made no preparations to meet the bridegroom. And when he came, they were left outside with the door shut in their faces. As you approach the end of another year, ask yourself, am I ready to meet God at midnight, whenever that may be? Will you pray with me? Holy Spirit, help us to live in such a way that we can meet our Savior when he calls us or comes again. We pray in his name. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.